Safety is paramount when it comes to our schools and school children. The New York SAFE Act of 2013 will send money to public schools to pay for a variety of safety and security features that are designed to deter, slow down, or identify an intruder. Capital Region BOCES District Superintendent Charles Diedrich envisions the new funding invested in hardening school entrances and windows.
It seems that one of the things that I'm hearing people talk about is the possibility of installing bulletproof glass, especially around the entrances to the schools. And I think that the potential is there, especially if there is some kind of aid available to help pay for it. I think changing out two types of safety glass might be something that happens.
Some high schools already have extra safety measures in place, ranging from metal detectors to security guards. Observers argue against schools being turned into fortresses, but that hasn't stopped some from considering hiring armed guards to protect students, teachers, and administrators. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association President Tom King weighs in.
Tougher security for schools is definitely needed. I think that the most expedient way of doing that is to bring armed professional people into the schools, retired cops, off-duty cops, retired military personnel. It's ludicrous that we don't have something like that in effect right now when our federal buildings, our Capitol in New York, and all of the other public buildings have guards in them, but yet our schools don't, and our kids are our most valuable asset.
Republican Senator Kathy Marchione says anything that can be done to ensure school safety is welcome.
Do I think it's 100% deterrent? No, I don't. But the legislation as it was written would give schools an ongoing amount of money that wasn't stated how much it would be. The first year would be 10%. And I'm hoping that, you know, that amount of money every year would be helpful.
Though the ink is barely dry on New York's gun law, Marchione began a petition on her website in an attempt to demonstrate strong public support for preserving Second Amendment rights. It has more than 60,000 signatures, up 20,000 from yesterday.
I never expected that it would go viral as it has. When we checked it yesterday, we actually had the Senate computer folks query it, and 37,000 out of the 39,000 signatures we had received at that time were from New York State.
Marchione expects that if New Yorkers continue to sign the petition, she'll look into repeal and replacement of some parts of the new law. Tom King notes there are about 4.75 million gun owners among New York's 19 million residents, and he feels getting any sort of repeal through the heavily Democratic Assembly would be nearly impossible. In Western New York, a lawyer says thousands of gun owners have contacted him to join a class action lawsuit. Attorney James Tresmond of Hamburg tells WBEN Radio that they are looking at filing a federal suit in 3 to 4 weeks. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.